Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of heat.
We have already talked plenty of heat today, but we will talk a little bit more heat as I continue to talk with sources about nothing, which is strange.
You talk to sources about nothing.
I have had deep conversations with sources about nothing.
How deep?
Not deep at all. It's about nothing. I don't know what else to say.
Big man.
I don't know what else to say.
Big man.
I will tell you this. You want to talk about big man? Nikola Jokic yesterday was a big man in Miami. The Jokic brothers sat there front and center. Solana's got an interesting take on it, that if the Jokic brothers really wanted the heat, they would sit behind the heat bench, which is, it's patently ridiculous.
Yes,
they were not in hiding. They weren't in a suite sequestered from anybody. The Jokic brothers were out there for anyone and everyone to yell at them, to take a shot at. Then they went out partying in Miami last night, and the club ended up playing the Serbian national anthem, and the Heat fans worldwide were taking pictures with the Jokic brothers after Denver destroyed the Miami Heat on the court. But what is your take on it, Solana?
Well, first of all, they are soft because it's easy to sit behind the Denver bench. Listen, Eric Spoelstra said it yesterday. Everybody around the NBA was in the know. There was heightened security yesterday, just in case anything popped off. They very easily, if they wanted the smoke, as they're the ones that went on Twitter and made it known that they wanted the smoke, that they're coming to Miami, that they bought tickets, could have sat right behind the Heat bench. They could have. They could have tried to flex on Markieff Morris behind the Heat bench. They could have been talking smack behind the Heat bench, and they did not.
Well, why would the Heat give the Jokic brothers tickets right behind the Heat bench?
Well, they wouldn't, but it's the Jokic brothers. They could buy tickets wherever they want.
Well, of course you can.
Well, everything has a price, Hawk.
No, understood, but those tickets right there are highly organized by the team. They are. I'm not kidding you. I don't think the Heat would sit the Jokic brothers right behind the Heat bench.
The Heat wouldn't, but you could buy row 4, row 5 behind the Heat.
So now they're going to sit row 4, row 5 instead of...
They were sitting row 3 behind Denver. Okay. I don't see what the difference is.
I know. I think they're soft, too. Like, you're a Jokic. Like, you're a big softy, and you just
they
act
can
tough.
Be soft.
And,
yeah, that's fine. Soft. I'm just saying that Miami gave them nothing.
It's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
Miami gave them nothing.
They had bottle service.
So no chance.
Nothing.
No nothing. There was no smoke. I saw people taking pictures with the Jokic brothers.
Yeah.
And then they go out to the club, and there's Heat fans taking pictures with the Jokic brothers at the club.
They flexed all over Miami. Not only did Nikola Jokic's team kick our ass, but then they go to Swan in the Design District, and they have bottle service with the little flat screen that says Nikola Jokic NBA MVP in big giant letters, while the entire Miami contingent at Swan is crowded around them, taking selfies, videotaping, taking pictures with them, truly just an embarrassing showing by Arcia last
Swan
night.
Swan in the Art District. Tell them to go to Rolex and see if they get that treatment. I just tell you, they picked and chose what kind of Miamians they wanted to deal with, Solana.
Are we trying to flex on the Jokic brothers after what happened to the Heat last night? I'm just saying. Are we
talking about the game or are we talking about the fight? Because you can pick and choose where you want to go.
There was neither.
You can go to the Hard Rock, no fighting. I got some clubs in that down in certain areas. You
I'm
slide
just
through
telling
them, you're going to get slapped.
For all the yip-yap that Solana brought since the game in Denver, There was nothing from the Heat last night.
Yeah.
There was nothing from the crowd last night. It was just nothing.
And that's another thing, too. The team didn't really – they ignored everything that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So now as a fan, you kind of – you're led
sure,
by your
you,
team.
Right. You take your lead by the team, and they had downplayed it. I told you that was what was going to happen.
I expected them to downplay it, but late in the game, you could have used that burst from the crowd, that – like extra bit of excitement.
You know what would have given the crowd a burst? Duncan Robinson hitting some threes.
Yeah.
How about that? Duncan Robinson hit some threes.
So we're talking about the game now? Because that was embarrassing.
I mean, how do you feel about Duncan Robinson, Solana? Now we're not talking about 10 games. Now we're starting to get into it.
Yeah, no, it's not a small sample size anymore. It's ridiculous. There's no other way to put it. Like, hey, figure it out at this point. I don't know what else to say. Figure it out at this point because you got paid to be the best three-point shooter in the NBA. And when your team is relying on you because Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero are out, you have to show up. I'm not saying you have to drop 50, but you have to show up. I mean, he was Cam Newton yesterday.
One-trick pony.
Well, he doesn't even have that trick, though.
That's the problem.
You can't be a one-trick pony if you lost the trick.
Because his fight would be with Steph Curry as the best shooter.
Yes.
But Steph can go off the dribble and drive and finish and do his little goofy little hook shots into the rim. Duncan doesn't even try to go that way. He's a one-trick pony, and that trick's not working. Where do you go from there?
Chris Mannix had tweeted out from SI, Duncan Robinson shot 44.6% from three in the bubble and looked like the NBA's next great shooter. Last season, he dipped to 40.8%, and this season, he's connecting on just 32.8% while attempting a career-high 9 threes a game. It's a precipitous and worrisome drop. Precipitous.
Definitely precipitous.
That's recall from the 2 o'clock hour.
He's reaching in his back pocket and grabbing that Amex too much, and now his shoulder's getting tight. Bro, I know. They call out athletes for getting paid and falling off. I'm calling out Duncan.
Hey, Max. I think everyone's calling out Duncan.
He got that bread and he hung it up.
Yup.
You want to do some extra shooting? Nah, Jack, I'm going to this $10 million condo.
Right.
You know, and I got some bad ones in there. Nah, you know. I've seen it.
This was what was asked of Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel. I've read your defense of Duncan Robinson frequently over the first 20 games, but I must say his play has been quite horrendous so far. He's missing open shots and fouling more than anyone else on the team. His value, in my opinion, is at an all-time low. Any chance Victor Oladipo replaces him in the months ahead? Ira Winderman writes, as Eric Spoelstra said after Monday's game, it's still a bit early to make any significant judgments. And the reality is that Duncan Robinson made 9 three-pointers over his previous 2 games. But at home, it clearly has been a struggle, which is odd because usually it's the other way around. But I also would not want to overstate Victor Oladipo's three-point shooting. That is not an element of his game you necessarily want to accentuate. If anything, you could see more of what you saw at Monday night's finish, Max Strus getting the call at closing time over Duncan Robinson. I could see it becoming a case of Spoelstra simply going with the hotter hand. There are also cases to be made about the rest of Max's game as well. So Duncan will continue to start, but after that, it could come down to living in the Max Strus moment. How about that? Pay a guy $90 million, and then all of a sudden at the end of the game, he's on the bench and Max Strus is in.
Go with the guy that helps you win games.
Absolutely.
Right now, Duncan ain't doing it.
No. Duncan is Duncan, we've said it. He's got the yips. There's something, something is awry.
That shoulder keeps reaching back in that back pocket.
That Amex, man.
They got unlimited money on it.
The Amex, man.
They don't call it that anymore. Why you make it the Amex?
I love it. No, I always say Amex, but Amex sounds harder. I like it. The Amex.
The Amex, man. That's his problem.
And you know this, man.
Got that metal one, that platinum, that one that drops and jangles.
I was out with someone for lunch a few years ago, dropped his credit card. I heard a clink.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm getting me one of those. I want the clink. That's right.
Woo! Let me drop it. I'll put it back.
You see right here in the ridge?
Don't pull that raggedy ass wallet out.
You see right there in the ridge? You see right there in the ridge?
That's metal. That's metal too.
Talking about.
I can't show out.
That Amex, man. I love that Amex, man. There you go. 15 minutes of heat. They'll be back at it tomorrow against Cleveland.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.